The Book of Legends, written and read by Lenny Henry. To my Auntie Pearl and the staff past and present at Dudley Library, thank you. The Town Where I Live, by Fran Harrison, age 12 and a half. I live in Ruthvale in the South Midlands. My brother and I get the 76 bus every day to school. As we're driving along, I like to look at the scenery while everyone else is staring at their phones like zombies. They should be looking out the window. A new cafe has opened called Absolutely Kebabulous. Hilarious! And that playground by the garage has finally been roped off. About time. So many kids have ended up in A&E because of that merry-go-round. No way in the world is that thing safe. The slide has so many loose screws, it should be running the government. Then there's the woods. People are always surprised we've got such amazing woods nearby. They think where we live is all factories, motorways and chicken shops. But Ruthvale's got more going for it than that. Although one of my dad's favourite jokes is, "What's the best thing to come out of Ruthvale? The A49 to Chester!" My dad likes jokes like that. Sorry, liked. He used to like jokes like that. It can be embarrassing sometimes. Sorry, he used to be embarrassing sometimes. Used to be when we spoke about Dad, we didn't have to say used to be. Nowadays, used to be is normal for us, because that's where Dad is nowadays. I hope wherever he is now, he's with Mum. Anyway, that's where I live in Ruthvale. I hope that's enough for the project. Where I Live, by Bran Harrison, age 12 and a half. Where I live in Ruthvale, there's loads of people who look like me. Jamaicans, Barbadians, St. Lucians, Guyanese people. It's a lot. You can get any type of food you want around here. The high street's like an all-you-can-eat buffet on a mad cruise ship. I'm deaf. That means I go to a special school for deaf children, though some hearing kids go there too, like my sister. She says it's like learning to be bilingual, and what's better than that? Leave it to Fran to find the fun in learning. It would be great if everyone knew how to sign, because some of the pea brains in our neighbourhood take the mickey out of anybody that's different. I don't blame them, though. These things are learned, aren't they? If Mum and Dad are sitting there watching the news moaning and complaining about foreigners, it's no wonder their kids say the same things. People like a good moan in Ruthvale. One of the things people moan about is the facility, which is this giant science-y place on the edge of town. I don't know what the problem is. They hire lots of locals, and it's not like they're doing alien autopsies in there. Although one time, Fran and I went to snoop around, and we did get a bit of a weird vibe from the place. Ruthvale's a pretty boss town, in my opinion. The only part that's hard sometimes is having to work to be understood. I'd rather stay at home and make stories. My sister and I both love stories, and that's because of our mum. She loves storytelling. She read from books, but sometimes she made up her own, too. Those ones she wrote down in a big book for us. My favourite types of stories are superheroes and adventures in weird places with heroes and villains and monsters and Vikings with enormous swords and dragons. Exciting stuff. The kind of stuff that doesn't happen in Ruthvale. Sometimes, when I try to sleep, I'll imagine being in my own story. And then I'll wonder, when is my story going to happen? When do I get to be the hero? But then two things happened to me. Well, to us really. Me and Fran. The first was 4 years ago, when my dad went missing on a camping trip. Actually, he was struck by lightning, and his body was never found. I know, dramatic. Then the second thing happened. I guess it was what our English teacher, Ms. Rayford, would call a coincidence. Let's just say that losing one parent to a lightning strike is unlucky. Losing two, well, it sounds like the beginning of a story. Chapter 1. It had been a joyous camping trip. All the way there, Bran, Fran and Mum were behaving like a family who hadn't lost a father 4 years ago. They were enjoying the drive to the campsite. Bran was making all the old jokes on the way there. Why is Cinderella bad at soccer?
She's always running away from the ball!
What did the letter O say to the number 8? Nice belt. I saw a snowman the other day. He said, "Is it me, or does it smell like carrots?" What do you call a little robot that's always going the long way?